Welcome to the Miranda Writes podcast.
I'm Crystal.
I'm Vanessa.
We have the right to remain silent,
but we probably won't.
Hi, Mohad.
Hello.
Extra episode today.
I know. What's going on?
I mean, not extra. I'm eating these delicious cookies you made.
I know.
Oh, so
aren't they
good.
Amazing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really good. Keto. They're keto friendly.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good.
I made them yesterday.
So we got something in the mail today, and I wanted to bring it to you.
Okay.
Because I couldn't wait to open it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But I got us some shirts from Prickly Pear. Prickly Pear.
Prickly Pear Margarita.
Yeah, Prickly Pear Margarita.
It tastes like nasty come in.
Prickly Polka Dot. I got them from Homestead Horrors. So, I wanted to open it up with you.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you open it already?
Oh, yeah. And you want me to pull it out? Okay.
Sure, why not? Sorry. I'm eating these delicious cookies.
Ooh, cute. Looks like we got some, whoa, my goodness, some shirts.
I think these ones are yours.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Wow.
Anything else in there?
Yep, more shirts. Oh my goodness.
What else? Anything
else?
Looks
like something's flopping around in there. A penny.
Oh, we got a penny in our box.
Maybe that was by accident.
So,
cute.
I have these shirts made for us.
Let me see here.
They're so funny. I hope you like it.
It's a picture of finger flicking a bead.
It's a picture of
a finger flicking a bean.
A finger flicking a bean. Yeah, it's funny. It's so funny because we always say, finger flicking your bead. What does that
the
say?
The future is female.
Aww.
That is cute.
That is so cute.
I swear these t-shirts are the best.
I know.
I'm like actually wearing my Homestead Horror t-shirt.
I know. Right I'm now. Wearing mine too. And I cut the neck. I'm sorry. Probably had to cut the neck. I don't like anything around my neck really tight unless, neck. You know. For other reasons.
What's that one say?
Oh, it's so cute.
Kind.
Be kind.
Oh, that's cute.
I love it.
This one says...
I love that.
My Disney princess name is Taco Bell.
I love that one.
That is cute. Oh my God. Adorable. I also have one of a finger flicking a bean.
Do you? Finger cute. Flicking a bead. Oh, this one's yours.
That is cute.
This one, wait, what size are those?
XL. These are all XL.
This one's yours.
Oh, that's cute.
You have two of them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two of them with the finger flicking of the bead?
Yeah. That's so cute. These shirts are like amazing, you guys.
I know.
The tag says Bella and Canvas.
Oh.
But it's, oh my God, they're like super duper soft. I don't even know what they're made of.
Okay.
Homestead Horror, that's cute. Hey, let me see that. That sign, I think it's my zodiac sign, that
is
thing.
Is it? The Aries?
Mm-hmm. That is cute.
I know. You can have that one if you want it.
No, it's okay. Cute.
Let's see. What else? What else is there?
Wow. What does that one say?
I love it.
You poor unfortunate soul. Oh my God. I love Ursula. She's like my favorite witch.
I know. I love
my
Ursula
favorite,
too.
Dixieland witch.
In a world full of roses, be a sunflower.
Oh, that's cute. I like that one.
And then this one is It says, "Where's black loves coffee, solves crimes, avoids people."
That is so cute. I love that. Oh, Voodoo got scared.
She's scared. I wanted to open these with you.
Oh my God, they're all so cute. I love them all.
I love your Taco Bell one.
That's cute. I love it. Thank you. Homestead Horrors and Prickly.
Prickly Polka Dot.
Prickly Polka Dot.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I know. Their shirts are so comfortable.
So if you guys haven't heard them, the podcast name is called Homestead Horrors. Mm-hmm. Really good storytellers. Mm-hmm. Very profesh.
Not like us at all. We are not professional at all.
But their storylines are really great.
And they're so well put together.
I know. I feel like such an amateur. I feel like a loser. But they're really good, like, just in their layout. Mm-hmm. And I really like their little intro, their little music intro, because it sounds like something suspicious.
I know, it doesn't
sound... about to happen.
Sounds kind of creepy, huh?
Yeah, like creepy, like you're like, okay, what's going to happen next?
Like you're in a scary movie.
Yeah.
Sorry if you can hear me chewing. Mm-hmm. These cookies are so good.
Aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thank you so much. We really love them.
We love everything. Yes. Thank you.
Thanks a ton.
Yeah, we ordered.
Mm-hmm. So. And if you haven't, if you didn't catch the name of the boutique, it's Prickly Polka Dot.
Boutique.
Boutique, right?
Not Prickly Pear, Prickly Polka Dot.
Yeah, not Prickly Pear Margaritas. Prickly Polka Dot Boutique. And you can find them on Facebook, right?
Yes, Facebook and Instagram. And they have a website.
Okay.
And you can go on there. And they have an app, too. You can go download the app. And then they sell clothes.
Uh-huh.
And their sizes run from small to 3X. They're really nice, cute clothes. And they have shoes and stuff. They have, like, accessories and stuff like that.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And it's pretty cool. I downloaded the app. I was all excited.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to download that.
And then they go live.
Well, they do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the app or?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They go live and they sell stuff that's on sale.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. That's cool. Good to know.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, thanks, Paul.
And Krista.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We love
our shirts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So cute. Yeah. I love that boutique and I love getting the tees from them. And I believe it's like if you want a graphic tee, personalized graphic tee, it's 28. I believe it's 35. Was it 35 when you looked?
You know, I'm really slow when it comes to this.
I forgot what I paid. I know I paid. I don't remember what I paid. I'm so forgetful. When it comes to like stuff that I'm buying myself, I don't remember the price. But when it's coming to paying bills, I remember the price exactly. Don't ask me how I acquired that talent. I just did. Anyways, but yeah, you guys should go in there and order graphic tees from them and stuff. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, they're cute. I love it.
And they're so comfortable.
They are very comfortable.
And listen to their podcast. It's pretty good too. Homestead Horrors.
Homestead Horrors. They have a good podcast.
They do. Mm-hmm. We love them. We love listening to them. We love their little intro. We love everything about them.
Yeah.
And
anyway, what's new with you?
Nothing. We're having a COVID-19 house party at Mohan's house right now.
Yeah.
Everybody that's infected, come over.
Oh, yeah. Everybody that's infected, come over. Somehow, I managed to potentially expose myself.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I have been... potentially exposed
mm-hmm.
as well. So we're having a party about it.
So we're just hanging out,
mm-hmm.
having keto cookies that I made.
Waiting for them.
I'm just literally eating COVID.
Waiting for the virus to take over our bodies before we transform into zombies.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
And I've been trying to watch that movie, Contagion.
Mm-hmm. Do you like it?
It was really good.
It's good, huh?
Mm-hmm. Totally like what's going on right now.
Exactly. Yeah, it is.
It's kind
of
crazy.
Except we don't die within 24 hours of catching the bug.
Yeah. I mean,
some people are dying, but it's like, you know, people with compromised immune systems. Mm-hmm. And, which, I mean, it's like that in there too, but mm-hmm. they die faster, I believe.
Yeah, that was pretty scary.
Yeah. It's a good movie. You guys should watch it.
Mm-hmm. Really good quarantine movie for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was it. And I just wanted to, tell you guys that I updated the website again. I'm always messing with that website.
I know.
It drives me crazy. The reason I decided to update it was because I went on Twitter and I'm in this like retweet group. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of good podcasts on there. Oh my God, I can't remember their names right now, but I will give them a shout out next episode because I can't remember their names.
Let me see.
We'll have to pull it up. Mm-hmm. On Twitter. Murder and More. I know there's Murder and More. There's...
Always Time for True Crime?
Always Time for True Crime. Murder and More.
Lady Justice Podcast.
Lady Justice Podcast. Yes.
Death by Champagne.
Yep, Death by Champagne.
Beyond the Rainbow Podcast.
Uh-huh, Beyond the Rainbow.
What about Billy Greer?
Uh-huh, okay. Billy Greer.
Mm-hmm. That's the True Crime RT Supporters.
Uh-huh.
Is that okay?
Number two.
Oh, I don't know. You know how to work all that.
Yeah. One's like, what?
I'm like, I just see these people and I'm like, how do I have all these friends?
Troy Larson, Tales of True Crime. We have the True Crime Witch Podcast.
Ooh.
Morbidology. Mm. We have True Crime Lab. True Crime South Africa, mm-hmm. True Crime SA.
Cool.
And then we have a whole bunch, Mad or Bad, a true crime podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole bunch of us in that retweet group, and they're all really good podcasts. So you guys should check them all out. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the True Crime Files, them also.
Ooh.
They're pretty good. Wicked Thoughts Podcast, they're pretty good too. Murderous Minors. We're into a bunch of us. So go check all them out as well. Oh, there's another one called Wait What Podcast. Like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Anyways, you guys should check them all out. They're pretty cool.
And you can find all of them on Twitter. Or any like
social
Apple
media platform. Okay. Yeah, or you can go on Apple and find their podcasts on there.
Okay.
Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all really good podcasts. So I'm like in that retweet group and they're pretty cool, all of them. They're so supportive and they're all really nice and sweet and they're always retweeting our stuff. And I swear to God, that's how we got exposure. It's because of them.
Yeah. I see a lot of people hitting up the website lately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's because I went and put it on all kinds of like, I even went on the Chandler thing and
the Chandler buy sell trade or
it's
what?
Not buy sell trade, it's kind of like CG chat.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's in Chandler, and then I got on the Gilbert one, so I'm like trying to like get exposure so that, you know, I can post on there probably like once a month, like, hey, check us out. Mm-hmm. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so that's what I've been doing. And then I'm also I belong to, because I'm obsessed with Italy for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on I follow all these Italian groups. Mm-hmm. I'm not Italian, but I follow them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I post in there too about our podcast.
Oh, wow.
And then I follow these Mexican recipe ones.
Oh, cool.
And I post it on there about our podcast. So that's probably why. And I put our website when I was posting on there. I just put our Facebook page, our Twitter, our Instagram, and our website. I always forget about our email.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that on there too.
Oh, okay.
That's probably why. And so, yeah.
Cool.
Just trying to get exposure.
Yeah.
We have a lot of different countries are starting to listen to us, which is pretty cool.
Did you see somebody from Mexico got on the website today?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's so cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so right now I'm wanting, Mexico to listen to us, but they haven't started. They've got on a website. I've seen them get on the website, but I don't know if they're listening to us or not.
Maybe because they see like some Spanish words on there. So they're like, probably. Oh, maybe it's in Spanish. And then probably. We're like, what the hell are these tramps saying?
They don't even know Mexican. Yeah.
They don't even know Mexican. They're losers.
They don't even know.
They don't know Spanish.
That's what I meant. Spanish. I meant to say Spanish, but I said Mexican. They don't talk Mexican.
Yeah. They don't. Or you can have that last cookie. You.
So, yeah. So, hopefully we get more exposure. But I know, like, Ireland's listening to us. Yay. Hi, Ireland.
Yay. Hi, Ireland. Cool.
India's listening to us. Hi, India.
Hello, India.
Germany. What's up, Germany?
What's up, G-Dog?
And then Australia. What up, Australia?
A-Dog. A-Dog.
And, the Netherlands. What up, Netherlands? Yeah, them too. It's pretty cool.
What up, the Neds?
Yeah, the Neds. Neds. So, yeah. Our retweet group, they said that they would put our promo in their podcast. So when their listeners are listening to them, they will hear. It's kind of like a commercial.
Oh, yeah.
So their listeners can hear us promote our podcast.
Oh, cool. Yeah. How do they do that?
It's kind of like a commercial, kind of like in the middle of their podcast.
I know, but how do they do that?
I don't know how they do that. Oh. I have to ask. I'll ask.
It's all those tech-savvy podcast people.
I know. All those I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'll ask Paul and Krista, see if they could tell me, like, how to do it, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just, like, winging it.
Me? I don't have any idea what I'm doing.
Mujer is not a social media person at all.
Yeah, she doesn't get it. Irritated.
She does. She gets upset.
I'm like, I hate the notifications, and I don't know. Like, thanks to everybody that wished me a happy birthday, but I had like 200 notifications because I hadn't gone on like in a week and a half.
Oh shit! 200 people wished you happy birthday.
No, it was just 200 notifications, but some of those. No, it was only two people that wished me happy birthday. So, you know, sorry to all the two people that were somehow buried in the 200 notifications.
Oh my God, sorry. That's hilarious.
No, it was just like 200 notifications that I hadn't got to like in 2 weeks.
Oh, I was like, dang, that's a lot of people.
No, I don't have that many friends.
I know, neither do I. When it's my birthday, like, I think there's like 20 people that tell me happy birthday. I don't really care. It's just funny to me because I think I have like 400 friends, and like 20 of them people will say happy birthday.
Oh my God.
I'm so stupid, huh? My birthday is special. I think everybody should tell everybody happy birthday.
Yeah, they should. It is special.
It's a special day for that person.
Yeah, true.
Even if you don't like them. Listen, if you don't like somebody and you're following them on social media, you're fucking weird. Huh? Don't you think?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But some people just maybe follow to be nosy or...
I know.
I mean, listen, I'm not judging.
I am.
I never
silently.
I never get on. I try, but... I don't know. I just feel like there's so much more things to do with my time.
Yeah, I know.
But then once I get on, you're then like, I get like sucked in. And I'm like, okay, I was supposed to be watching the show. Let me rewind it like 5 times. Because I was reading memes.
Oh my God, I love memes.
I love the memes on there.
Oh my God, they're so funny.
I know. Those are addicting. And then I just like end up sharing like everything I see. And then I hate it when people post stuff, but they don't share it.
I know.
So then I have to go the long way, screen capture it, it, then post it.
And I'm like, that shit.
People need to get a life. What about me? Like, I never get on.
They should make everything shareable. Yes. Not fucking stupid.
Especially a meme.
I know. It's not like you came up with that meme anyway, right?
I know.
Not you, but.
Yeah, whoever posted it or whatever.
Yeah, whoever posted it.
Yeah. Irritating. But anyways, I don't know if my posts ever do that, but sorry if they do.
I'm not trying.
Sorry if my posts are not shareable.
I'm not trying to make it hard for anybody.
Yeah. I'm not trying to make the struggle real for anybody. But I love the memes. That's all I do is just share memes.
I know, that's what I do too. I quit posting shit a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So like, you know how you have like the memory thing on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
I see it sometimes and I'm like, Crystal, what the fuck were you thinking?
Like your style or what?
The shit that I would post.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, girl, you need help.
Was you acting thirsty or what?
Yeah, like there's some stuff that I was like, fucking seriously, you're fucking attention seeking.
Uh-huh.
And then other times I'm like, girl, you just sound stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So past Crystal, you need to get your shit together.
I know. I was like, I would see like some of my old posts too, like from like 4 years ago.
Yeah, mine are like a long time ago.
And I'm like, what in the world? What's going on?
I'm like,
with that inner.
Well, I know. I was
that like, inner comadre.
I know. I'm like, that girl was So I'm sorry if anybody had to deal with me.
I know.
Before I got my shit together. I really don't have my shit together now, but you know.
Before I got my shit together and stopped posting.
And just posted memes. Just shared memes. Oh my God, memes are fucking hilarious. Have you seen Tiger King?
Yeah, I saw the whole thing like in one day. Did you start watching it? That
thing is a fucking shit show. Yes.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, I think that he, I don't know, I really do feel like maybe when he started it was for a good cause.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Just like everything else.
Yeah, but I think like so many things just
got in the way.
Got in the way, and I don't know. I think it was hard though, you know, because you got to think if you don't have money, then you got to get creative on how to feed these
animals.
Feed the animals. But then it was kind of sad that the lions kept having babies, or the tigers kept having cubs. And, you know, like it's true. If they're only, you can only have them for so long, you know, cub petting and all that. So that was kind of sad.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I just feel sorry for the tigers because they're like caged. They're caged up and it's just kind of sad. But, and it was sad too that the worker, the one that got her arm bit off. Yeah. Oh my God. I was like, oh my God. I would have like flipped the fuck out. But
I know.
Excuse me. But
and the fact that they were like, we could save your arm, but it's going to take extensive surgery.
She's like, just cut it off. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's so crazy. Sad.
Yeah, she's a badass because I would have fucking, oh my God, I would have died.
I'd have been like, no, leave it on. I don't care if that shit's just dangling there.
Me too.
I would have looked fucking numb as fuck.
I would have looked like that guy on Jeepers Creepers, you know, when he gets ran over a million times and he's not walking on twinkle.
I don't know.
On Jeepers Creepers.
I know. You're like so good about all these movies. I'm like, I don't fucking know what you're talking about. Like, I see something and then it's just gone forever. I have no idea.
The Jeepers Creepers guy was like,
the guy with the hook?
You're thinking about Captain Hook, I think. No, I don't think you remember. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah, look it up. It's funny. And then what do you think about Carol Baskin? Do you think that she killed her husband?
I do. Yeah, but, you know, hey, I got to hand it to her. I think she knows how to run her business. I mean, she gets all those volunteers.
Hell yeah. I don't know how. They do it for free.
I mean, they do it for free.
They work a lot of hours, they were saying.
I know. They were like 12 hours, 7 days a week. They ain't going to get me like that, Nessa.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a lazy bitch. I have to have my time to just lounge.
Yeah,
like, I can't do all this fucking... People do the most. I'm sorry. I can't do that. I have kids and I'm lazy and I like my alone time and I like my time to just chill the fuck out because everybody drives me fucking insane and I just need that time to fucking chill out. Decompress, yes. Yeah. For sure. Chill out and plot my murders and, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Read about other murders and how we can assist.
Solve crimes.
Aid and assist.
In solving crimes and disappearances.
Right.
And hey, to, you know, figure out what the fuck happened in Snowflake with that Travis guy.
Snowflake.
Yeah, the one, Fire in the Sky guy.
Oh.
Yeah, we need to find out. Oh, you know what's another good movie is The Fourth Kind. That movie scared the shit out of me.
I feel like I've seen it.
It's the alien movie where the therapist, she lives in Nome, Alaska. And she's... Remember that was the movie I will never forget ever. That movie, because I got set up on a blind date. Do you remember me telling you about that?
The little guy with the jacket?
Yes!
The itty bitty. I know. I feel like I've seen it, but I don't remember anything about the movie, but I remember the name.
It's so good.
So I think I've seen it.
Yeah. Look it up on Amazon Prime. It's on there too.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you guys a story. So I had a friend and she's like, oh my God, this guy, he thinks you're so gorgeous and da da da. Listen, I'm not a small girl. Like I've always been a big girl. I've never been tiny. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, does he know that I'm a fat ass? And she's like, yeah, he knows. She's on, stop, you're not fat. I was like, no, I am. And what does he look like? You know, so she was like, showed me a picture of him and he was really cute. And she's like, he likes big girls. He likes bigger girls. And I was like, shut up. And she's like, no, I swear. And so I guess it really wasn't a blind date. It wasn't really a blind date because we kind of knew what we looked like. We had never met before and we never talked.
Oh, so you knew what he looked like too?
Yeah, I kind of knew what he looked like. Because she showed me a picture of him.
Okay.
But I didn't know how small he was. Like, it was just of his face. It was just a headshot. So it wasn't like...
It was a selfie.
Yes. Kind of, yes.
But without the bod.
Yeah, you couldn't see the body. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a floating head.
Floating heads. We can date floating heads. We date anything floating. Anything with the pulse. I like them alive.
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me. Just kidding. So then I was like, okay. So then, you know, I was like, okay, I'll go on this date. I was like really fucking nervous. Mm-hmm. So, cause I'm not gonna lie. Cause I'm insecure, you know, cause I'm a bigger girl and I knew he wasn't that. I knew he wasn't that, you know, like I knew he wasn't a big guy. Okay. And I knew he wasn't like.
Like, how'd you know with his floating head? Like,
I didn't know.
Did he have a fucking defined jawline? Or?
Yeah, like you could see his, you know. You could tell.
You could see his bones?
Yeah. What was it that bad? He wasn't like Skeletor or anything?
You could see his fucking eyes popping out of his head.
No, it wasn't like that, no. Like, you could just see like a jawline, you know. Okay. You can't really see my jawline, but you could see his. You know?
Excuse me, with contour, you can see anything.
Love contour. So anyways, so we were supposed to go to dinner. And then I canceled dinner because I had babysitter issues. So I was like, I can't go to dinner, but we can meet up for the movie. He's like, yeah, that's fine. You know, da, da, da. And I was like, okay. So we.
Hold on, wait. Where was he going to take you to dinner?
I don't even know where we're going to go. Oh, it was somewhere in the valley. But I couldn't find a babysitter. Uh-huh. So it was really hard for me. I had to convince somebody to watch my kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I wouldn't have watched them.
My kids. My sister's like, fuck no, you had them, you fucking deal with them.
Yeah, like, I've never changed a diaper. I've never babysat. I think I babysat one time. That was
when Mariah
went. Yeah.
Yeah, Mariah was really bad. She was really sick.
Yeah, your oldest was, like, so totally deathly ill. Yeah. Turns out she had meningitis.
Yes, spinal meningitis. Yeah.
So she was like literally on her deathbed. Yeah. It was the only reason why I watched the last two.
I was so fucking scared. Yeah. I was scared. That was scary.
Yeah. So anyways, so you woke up, couldn't find a babysitter.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, we're going to have to do. He's like, well, if it's easier for you, we can just meet here at the movies here in Casa Grande. So I was like, okay, cool. Uh-huh. So he's like, I'll be wearing da da da. And I was like, okay, I'll be wearing this. So then I walk up and he is like. So I walk up and I'm like, I see this guy and he's like really cheesy. And I'm like, I was like, that can't be him. That cannot be him.
Was he like as skinny as Maddie?
He's like, yeah, around there. Like, oh, not that skinny. He's like a little bit heavier than her.
Oh my God.
And I'm trying to think.
Jen's brother, Juanathan?
I don't remember what he looks like. Oh, I don't know what Juanathan looks like.
What about?
He was kind of like.
Was he short?
No, he was tall.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. At least he had that going for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think. Fuck. I don't know.
Who. We don't know skinny people, obviously.
Yeah, we don't.
Obviously, we don't know we skinny, obviously don't bitty know people.
Anybody that's skinny.
Yeah, definitely
he would
not.
Be like Jacob.
Jacob?
Yeah, Jacob. Honey's Jacob. Jacob.
Oh, I haven't seen him.
You haven't seen him in a long time. Kind of like
that
Jordan.
That does no justice. Oh, that's not that skinny. No,
well, not now. Not Jordan now, like when he was...
That's still not that skinny.
He was skinnier than that. I just think, I don't know, he was
like
skinny.
Like G.I.?
Yes, like that. Oh. Yes, like that. Yes, exactly like that. Like G.I., except like, taller.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, that's pretty skinny. Exactly like that. So then I was like, oh my God, I hope it's not this guy. So then he's like all cheesy, right? Like fucking super cheese ball. And I'm like, oh my God. And so I'm like looking around like, and then he's like waving at me and I'm like, fuck, it is him.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, hi. He's like, oh, hi. Nice. You know, I forget his name.
Oh shit.
I know his name.
Don't be saying names.
Okay, I'm not. He's like, hi, I'm so-and-so. I remember his name. He's like, hi, I'm so-and-so, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh my God. I'm friends with him on Facebook now.
Oh, yeah. Don't be saying names. I'm not. You fucking self-incriminating and shit. I'm always forgetting about that.
I'm always saying names. So anyways. So then he's like, hi, I'm so-and-so. And I was like, hi. And then, you know, he's like, oh my God, you look so beautiful. And, you know, and aww. I was like, thank you. I was like, I look like crap, but okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, no. So we get in. You know, he pays, whatever. We get inside.
Well, at least he pays. At least he didn't make you pay for fucking tacos. Anyways, go ahead.
So we go inside to the movie theater. And he's like, are you hungry? Do you want something to drink? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. He's like, no, I feel really bad because we didn't go to dinner. And I'm like, no, seriously. He's like, I know you're hungry. I was like, I'm seriously not hungry.
You're like, I ate twice before I came.
That's exactly what I was thinking. But I was like, no, seriously, I'm not hungry. He's like, no, I feel bad. And I'm like, don't feel bad. It's not your fault.
You should have let him get you food and bring it to me afterwards.
So then I'm like, no, seriously. He goes, a drink. Do you want a drink? I was like, fine, I'll have a drink. So he's like, okay. So then we go and he's like so fucking happy.
Oh my God. And then
we go into the movie theater and we sit down and he got popcorn and, you know, something to drink. And so I was like, so the movie starts and then I was like so fucking cold. I'm always cold. Even though I'm a big girl, I'm always fucking cold.
I know. You're always cold and it's freaking hot over here.
So I was like freezing in the movie theater and I was like shivering and he's like, why are you shaking? And I was like, because I'm cold. And he's like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And he's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, it's just cold in here. And he's like, what? Are you nervous? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of nervous, but it's more that I'm cold. And yeah. He's like, okay.
You're like, I kind of need somebody to keep me warm.
That's not what I was thinking because he was like, so anyway, so we finished. So then, you know, I'm shivering. And the movie starts and, you know, and I'm still cold. I'm still shivering. He's like, you're like really cold. I'm like, I know. That's just the way that I am. And he's like, do you want my jacket? And I was like, this guy is like GI size. So he's like he's a really small frame person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like this big old like Bertha like next to him. And so his jacket probably would have fit my arm. And I was like, no, I'm okay. He's like, here, use my jacket. Put it on. I go, it's not going to fit. He's like, yes, it will.
It's like, all like baby gap.
Yeah. Yes. So then I was like, oh my God, I was so embarrassed. I was like, no, I'm fine. So then, you know, the movie keeps going. And I glance over in my peripheral, like, because he was sitting on my left side. So I glance over and I don't turn my head. I just like look to the side.
Yeah.
And I don't see him. I'm like, did this motherfucker get up and like go somewhere and I didn't see him? He's that fucking skinny.
Did he bounce or?
I swear to God, I was like, could not fucking see him. And I was like, I did not feel him get up. I didn't see him leave.
Oh my God.
Where the fuck is he?
Right.
So I'm like, where the fuck did he go? So I didn't want to be like looking around for him, you know, like a fucking psycho. So I kind of like I was like, okay, whatever, just pay attention to the movies. And I was just like, I'm watching the movie and I looked again. He still wasn't there. And I was like, where the fuck is this guy? So then I was like, fuck it, I'm looking. So I go look and he's like leaning. He's sitting there next to me. He's so fucking skinny, dude. Like, I did not see him.
Behind your shoulder?
Past my tit and my shoulder. It was like a big old freaking Big Bertha. And I couldn't see him because he was all the way in the back. Like, he was so fucking skinny.
He's all sunk into the seat.
Yes. And he just looks at me and he like waves. He's like, I'm still here. It was so funny. He was just like, oh,
poor guy.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought you left. He's like, where would I go? I'm like, I have no idea.
Disappear into thin air.
I have no idea. So then I was like, I can't be with this guy. There's no way. There's no way.
Well, at least he was nice and a gentleman and he paid.
He was really sweet. He was really sweet. He's like, I want to take you out again. And I was like, okay. And then I told my friend that set us up. I was like, you know what? I can't. She's like, oh my God, he's in love with you. He thinks you're like the prettiest girl he's ever seen. And she was like, and I was like, I can't do it. And then I told her the story and she was cracking up. And she's like, don't tell him that. Don't tell him. But I can't do it. I need to be able to see my man next to me.
Right.
When I look in the over movie theater. My periphery. Peripheral. I don't know how to say that word. Peripheral. I hate that fucking word. That word.
Peripheral vision.
Yes. I was like, I couldn't see him. She was laughing so hard. So.
Oh my God. Yeah, that is hilarious. Well, poor guy. He was tiny, but he was nice.
He was a real sweetheart.
Yeah. Did he have them real good Walmart benefits that Wal was talking about?
He did. He had those good Walmart benefits. He had all his teeth.
Nice.
He was, I think his mom was Hawaiian and dad was a white guy.
Oh, okay. Cool. Uh-huh. Yeah. So he obviously had his own transportation.
He was a Pacific Islander. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, yes. Yeah, he did. And he had his own house. He owned his own house.
Skills.
Yeah, and this was like way back when.
This is way back when nobody owned their own house.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Now we're all freaking old.
And we should.
Decrepit.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're friends on Facebook now, though.
Oh, yeah, I know we drop names. We can't be.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, but it was so funny. I laughed so hard. And every time I tell that story, everybody freaking cracks up. But it's true. Mm. I never lied about that story. Like, everything based on a true story. These are based on true events.
That's the horror of our days.
Yep. It's just weird because, like, I told my friend, I was like, she goes, what is wrong? And I was like, we look like the number 10 standing next to each other. And I refuse to do that to myself or to him. Like, I'm not going to do that to him.
You're like, I refuse to kill somebody
while sitting on their face.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in a true crime, but I don't want to commit true crime.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
That is so funny.
I was like, he's gonna die if I get on top of him.
Some people like asphyxiation. Is that what it's called?
Death by asphyxiation.
Death by asphyxiation.
I can't
buy them titties. Buy them tickle
beanies. Oh my God, it was hilarious. It's
funny.
She goes, he keeps bothering me. He wants to take you out again. I'm like, I can't do it.
Dang. So knowing who he is he hugged up with a Gordy Cakes?
He is. Yeah, oh, he is.
Get it.
He posted a picture not too long ago and he was he went to a wedding and his girlfriend's really pretty now. Mm-hmm. She's really pretty. She's a big girl too.
Okay, yeah. Get it.
He looks happy. I'm happy for him.
Good for you. Happy that everybody's fucking happy. Well, I'm just waiting here to fucking get my COVID-19 results. Baking fucking keto cookies and shit. Waiting for my fucking death. Good for you, sweetheart.
Oh my
Good
God.
For you.
That's fucking hilarious.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Yeah. Oh yeah, he's all happy and with somebody and I'm by myself.
You're like miserable.
He's all going to weddings and shit, planning his wedding, and
dressing
here I am.
Up and shit, all fucking happy and shit,
going out on dates and shit.
With all his happy little shit, all his pretty little fucking shit.
And I'm
there's Voodoo. Let me bring this hoe down. Hey, shut the hell up.
She sees a car.
Let me shut the doors.
Sorry. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh
You guys made mommy mad.
I'm gonna put your sweater on, Boo.
She hates that. That's how my sister punishes her. She puts her sweater on.
It's all hot as hell in this house.
It's not hot. I'm actually a little cold.
Boiling. Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm back, y'all.
So, everybody's happy, and I'm stuck at home with my fucking asshole kids. Unhappy.
Wow, I'm stuck at home.
With her asshole kids.
With my asshole fur babies that don't know how to shut up. While I am living my best life podcasting.
And that's it. Making keto cookies and what else?
Being the best COVID.
Yeah. Being the best.
Living your best COVID life.
Yeah. For real.
Your COVID infected life.
Yes.
Just kidding.
COVID invested life. My COVID invested life.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Anyways.
So yeah.
Well, we just thought we'd share our little fun
our gifts. Little goodies.
Yes.
Is there a story you want to talk about that's hilarious? Want to share something since we're sharing?
It will probably turn morbidly. I went on a date. Last year. Till end of 2019. It was a fucking nightmare to say the least.
Maybe I shouldn't have asked that question.
And I'm happy that it's all over. I moved on. I'm living my best life. And he out of the picture. Yeah, so anyways, we won't want to go. I mean, we're going to need like 2 hours for that whole story. Needless to say, he was a tight ass and made me pay for 2 fucking tacos. Actually, 4 tacos.
4 tacos.
It was my 2 tacos.
And his 2 tacos. And those tacos were shit. They weren't even good.
Shitty and they did not taste good.
Did you know
and that? Sorry.
Go ahead.
I want to say this because I worked really hard on my freaking weight loss journey.
Yes.
So I was willing to go over my calories that day on some bomb ass freaking tacos because it had been like 10 months since I had freaking tacos.
Yeah. And he was praising about how good they were and how they were like they were the greatest fucking thing ever.
Right.
And Mohed and I have had shitty tacos and they were shittier than those tacos.
Yeah. Exactly. So I don't even remember that place's restaurant. But anyways.
It's next to Aladdin.
Yeah.
Did you know that Aladdin has a website or Instagram page?
I didn't know that.
I found it and I followed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then they, I don't know if it was, or who posted it, whoever runs the the Instagram page posted uh-huh. pictures of those fucking bomb-ass lemonades.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I was
the
like.
The lemonade mint.
Yes. Oh my God, I was like, oh my God.
I should make some right now. I freaking have mint.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, Ramsey, those are my favorite.
Uh-huh.
So there's this hookah bar that Mohed and I go to. It's called Aladdin
mm-hmm.
Hookah Bar in Chandler. Mm-hmm. It is on Alma School and Warner.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Is it Warner?
Mm-hmm.
And they have the best fucking mint lemonade mm-hmm. drinks. And the best hookah. The best hookah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's our go-to. I can't wait till the shit's over so we can go over there. I miss Ramsey so much. I miss Ramsey. I miss the fucking hookah. I miss everything.
For real.
I really want to go. I'm so sad we can't go.
Legit. Yeah, so. But anyways, that guy freaking made me pay for my fucking tacos.
Yeah. And you guys have gone to the hookah bar.
Yeah, we went to the hookah bar.
And then went to the restaurant
next door. And
this
mofo had the nerve. Not going to give names, although I should.
You should.
But I'm not that kind of bitch.
I am.
And I mean, if I remembered his name, I would give. Nevertheless.
We won't.
Never the freaking less. He had the nerve to say, oh, I'll get this if you get the tacos. And I was not sure if I heard him right. So you know what? All you freaking, if there's any single guys out there, do not ever do that to a female.
No.
Be a gentleman. I don't know who the hell's raising these animals, but
girl,
they need to stop breeding. If they cannot raise
their sons right, yes, correctly, their sons correctly.
Like a gentleman.
Yep, absolutely, I agree. And you know, like, I understand, like, some people, like, are, you know, I don't know. Like, I mean, I get it. Like, we're in, what are we, 2020? Are we 2020?
Yeah, we're 2020. Pretty
fucking old. I don't fucking remember what year we're in. Anyway, but, you know, the year, I mean, I understand that a lot of things are way more expensive now, and it's a lot harder for guys to take girls out. But if that's the case,
don't just offer.
Be honest. Don't offer to pay for something, or don't offer to take her out. Just be honest and just be like, look, I'm tight on money right now because of X, Y, and Z, but I can make you something, or I can try to do something different, but I can't really take you to somewhere expensive. I'm sure if he would have told you that, you would have not been like, I'm sure you would have been understanding, like, instead of him saying, oh, let's go eat. And then you guys get to the hookah bar and he's like, I get this if you get that.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I wouldn't have gone anyways, regardless. Yeah. Had I known, if he didn't have no money. Don't invite me if you can't pay for shit. Plain and simple. If you like somebody the way that I see it, if you like somebody, you're going to try to make a good impression.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So don't invite me if you're going to ask me to pay for shit. Especially not nasty ass tacos that I have to waste my calories on.
That aren't even worth it.
Yeah, it weren't even worth it. Ugh. It just pissed me off all over again. You know what? I'm fucking ripping off this mic. It's time to go, y'all. It's time to go.
So follow us, please, on all our social media platforms.
I'm still PMSing. Yeah, hit us up on themirandawrites2019@gmail.com if you have any comments, questions, or concerns. No complaints, because we don't give a shit, but we'll read them out loud.
And make fun of you, probably. Yeah. This dumb motherfucker don't know what they're talking about. Yep. This bitch is a hater.
Exactly.
So anyways, yeah, email us. Any case suggestions?
Oh, yeah.
We really like that. Anything that you want to talk shit about, if you want to talk shit about somebody, we will be more than happy to do that for you.
Yeah.
Donate to the cause of talking shit.
Absolutely.
If you want to tell us about yourself, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah.
You want to share a funny story.
Funny story. That's like, great.
Like my... blind date, funny story. Yeah. Mohead's bad date.
Bad date.
Bad taco date.
Yes.
Bad anything taco like that. That, please email us, themirandawrites2019@gmail.com.
Yep.
And follow us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is The Miranda Writes Podcast. Instagram is themirandawrites_19. Twitter is @HEMIRNDA, GHTS. It's weird because we couldn't spell it out on Twitter because Twitter's fucking retarded.
Mm-hmm.
And then, on our website is...
we still don't have that. I don't have it.
I don't remember it. I uh-huh. think it's... it's the Miranda Writes 20... .wixsite/themirandawrites.
Oh, wow.
.com. That's what it is.
Good job.
I'm pretty sure. If not, then go to our Facebook page. It's there.
Okay. Awesome.
So, all right, guys. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.